Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
That's all right, Monday. I was checking on the status of my order.
All right, I'd be glad to help with that. Give me one moment. Okay. Ooh. All right, give me one moment. It kind of kicked me out just then.
I thought this was the number. Oh, that's how I picked the wrong one.
Yes.
Maybe want to stop it right here and go to the room.
She come right in.
Mm-hmm. All right, just about in here now. All right, sir, and I do apologize for that hold.
Sure.
And let's see. Let's see, it was just loaded here. There we go. All right, do you have the account number on hand?
Customer number 37401960002.
It's three zeros in there, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Sorry about that. And could you verify the name and address, please?
Walter Brooks, 1427 North Calhoun Street, apartment 8, Johnson City, Kansas, 66441.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks, for verifying that. I have your DeLorean build-up subscription. How can I help today?
I was trying to find out what was going on because I had got an email, but when I went to try to open it, I accidentally deleted it. So I don't know what it was saying.
Okay, just letting you know that tomorrow your next 10 issues will actually ship to the warehouse.
To the warehouse?
Yes.
Oh, then they got to wait for them to get shipped from the warehouse.
And then they'll ship to you, yes, sir. About 3 to 5 days they'll ship out, if not sooner. I've seen some
okay,
ship out the next day.
Shipped out on the 21st.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I thought someone told me it was supposed to have shipped on the 21st.
What, your 10 issues?
Yes. I spoke with someone a few days ago trying to see what was going on because it really was supposed to be the 6th and I hadn't heard anything. So, and they told me the 21st. And then like I said I got an email, but I wasn't able to open it.
Okay. I'm loading that ledger now to see. Okay, and it looks like on the 20th, well, no, it actually goes back to April the 2nd. It just looks like when they attempted, the funds weren't there. So that's why you received that email.
They say the funds weren't there.
Yes, sir.
And when they tried that?
Looks like they attempted on April the 2nd, then April the 13th, and then again on April the 20th.
Money, because the money was took off my card months ago when I had first ordered the issue. The money was taken off my card.
And it looks like you updated the card information back in March.
Right.
Okay.
And I submitted an order then, and the money was took off my card then. Yeah, money to take the walk. No, I don't know.
Because it looks like it was like you updated the card twice since you've had the subscription.
Yeah, from when I first, way back when I was from the time I ordered the very first issue.
Okay, yes.
I mean, last time I updated it, I placed the order for 10, and the money was took off my card that night.
Okay, now it's always going to be a pre-authorization charge, like once the order is sent to the warehouse. But when we get ready to ship it out, that's when it will charge your card. Like, it may do a pre-authorization charge on tomorrow, but it will not charge your card till like maybe Tuesday.
When it ships out. My transaction is down as a purchase back when I first placed the order.
Yes, and I'm only showing one charge of $1.95.
They hit me for one, I think it was all together like 103 or something. I have to pull up my transaction, my statement. Yeah, it was like 103 something.
And the way the process goes with the subscriptions, if there's ever like a credit card decline or if there's an issue with the card, once it's updated, it takes about 24 to 48 hours and it will actually like attempt to take the charge again, or you know, it takes that long to actually update to go and process the order. So I'm just looking at the different card updates, but it's like from the last update here was back on, looks like March the 16th, where we have the card ending in 2296.
Right, that's the card I'm speaking on, that the 103 was took off of it.
Yes, that's correct. But I'm not showing a charge on our end for that amount.
It's definitely on my statement, a purchase, and it's not there. Call them and try to see what's going on, man, on their end, try to see what's going on there.
Okay.
Need be, I'll just call back.
All right, Mr. Brooks, anything else I could help with today?
No, ma'am.
All right, thanks so much for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
You too, ma'am.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.